classroom dust and sunbeam streams, a memory that visits in my dreams, not of the bully or the stone's cold grace, but of the betrayal on a friend's face. Ted shifting eyes, a silent light, and Matthew's grin standing by, a conspiracy of ordinary boys that shattered all my childhood joys. And I remember the sting, the mark of the cane, a lesson taught in searing pain, not for a crime but for a power I held, a secret that my young heart couldn't tell. The worst of it wasn't the physical blow, but the truth that I was completely alone. Mr. Phipps, with thunder in his brow, he never asked the how or why, just the now. And I stood there, a statue made of shame, my pocket empty, I had only myself to blame. I left my answer, my godhood at home, in a drawer by my bed, all alone. Just a boy again, small and exposed to a justice unfairly closed. And I remember the sting, the mark of the cane, lesson taught in searing pain, not for a crime but for a power I held, a secret that my young heart couldn't tell. The worst of it wasn't the physical blow, but the truth that I was completely alone. That was the day the last doubt died, the day I locked the child inside, a pebble's power, a friend's deceit, made the man that I am bitter and complete. I learned that to be safe, to never feel that sting again, have to be the one to make the rules and win. The stone waits now, it's never far, it knows the man you really are. It learned with me on that awful day that some things you just can't wish away.